Your voice, vocal patterns of influence. You want to review that also in the recruiting module, the recruiting home study program, because there are three voice patterns: statement, questions, and authority, certainty, subconscious suggestions, embedded commands. And now we're going to add a little bit more on ambiguous language. I touched a little on this in the recruiting program. This is now I'm going to expand it because it becomes more influential and persuasive when you're presenting a retirement plan, a policy to somebody. And it's a matter of using your voice and certain words that are ambiguous and talking with certainty and confidence and creating a certain pattern. So if I would say, buy this policy, or buy this retirement plan, or buy from me, buy at the end, what does it sound like? It sounds like I'm telling you to purchase something, invest in something, buy this retirement plan, right? And so the way to make it ambiguous to where the what's called a transderivational search, the mind, subconscious mind, start to search for meaning. Does the person mean purchase this, or it's something I should just pay attention to, and it's similar. And so if I expand on this by using my voice or pause and marking it off subconsciously, because it's not a matter of just doing it once. You have to do at least three or more to create a pattern. And so the pattern would be, let's go back to that, buy this policy. Having tax-free options, tax-free deductions. So now the mind is doing a transderivational search. Buy this policy, and then you pause, or you just use your voice in a way that creates that interest of focusing on, should I buy, is this something I should buy? So it creates that priming effect and that engagement and magnetic conversation of, maybe I should look at this and listen to this in a way of I should buy it or not, or invest in it. So buy this retirement plan, having tax-free options, or being tax-free if you want to pull it out earlier, need to. Buy this retirement plan. Buy from me. Going through all this information, at the end you're going to realize the value and importance. Buy from me. And so those are being ambiguous. Buy from me. Buy this retirement plan. Buy this policy. And so it's a matter of adding base when you get to that point. You're going to just shift from just having a statement or a conversation. Yeah, there's a lot of great information I'm going to be covering with you. It's going to really give you some insights into how to retire and live the lifestyle you want. And buy from me. And buy at the end. You're going to realize how to do that. So it's a matter of blending it into your conversation just simply to keep them on track. They're not automatically going to buy at the end. It's going to create, because you still have to present value. You have to have the rapport with them. You have to present and project confidence. All of those have to be in line, and much more that we talked about, the halo effect and trust and credibility, props. And so now when you're adding this into presenting a policy, a retirement plan for them, you want to use your voice. This is being ambiguous. You still want to use your voice to create suggestions or embedded commands. For example, I want you to feel confident. So that's embedding in the suggestion of them feeling confident. I want you to feel confident that this will help you. This will help you and your family. This will help you sleep peacefully at night. Sleep peacefully at night. So that's another suggestion. And it's not a suggestion for them to, it's attaching it to the conversation. So it's not as powerful, however, it does have an effect, because if they want to sleep peacefully at night, if they've been staying up at night and worrying, and they reveal that to you, then that's where you can add it in. So embedded commands with ambiguous language. And so you want to think about, what do you want them to do, and what kind of language can you do and use that could be ambiguous, where they're going to do a transderivational search. Do they mean buy this, purchase this, or this being like by this retirement plan being tax-free. And so this is just using your language strategically and interacting them and engaging them in a way that they are thinking and feeling and experiencing, I really need to pay attention and listen and look at this because something maybe I should buy or invest in. It makes your job a lot easier, it keeps you on track, and keeps the conversation on track of what the outcome should be. It does take practice, so practice using your voice and being strategic with your message and getting more yeses. Thank you. Bye now.